Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk about sleep, one of our favorite topics here on the morning show, and what we need to do during this quarantine period to maintain good rest and sleep habits. And Dr. Hal Stewart, sleep expert, with us. And sleep definitely affects our immune system, doesn't it, Dr. Stewart? Oops. Hal, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I accidentally hit my mute.
Oh, I thought you dozed off there because you can't get enough sleep these days. It's really, I mean, we are all concerned about staying healthy and keeping our body's own defense mechanisms operating at top levels. How does sleep affect that, Doc?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, there's three big things in keeping yourself healthy and fit, and it's sleep, diet, and exercise. Those three things. Diet and exercise, you know, we won't talk about now since we're talking about sleep, but if you're not getting the proper sleep and the proper amount of sleep, then your body can never really heal itself, and you stay in a constant state of inflammation at the cellular level. Your immune system is being taxed all the time. And there's a study that showed they put a otherwise healthy 20-year-old young man, and they, every time he went into REM sleep, which is the deep restorative healing sleep that we go into, we cycle into and out of it at night, but we need to stay in it for a certain amount of time. They did an experiment where they would wake him up out of REM sleep. He was still sleeping, but his brain, they'd wake his brain up. Within 5 days, he started having symptoms of type 2 diabetes, an otherwise healthy 20-year-old. So proper sleep, going through the phases of sleep, is so important. One thing that a lot of people do is they'll watch television before they go to bed. What happens when you do that is there's a little gland in the middle of your brain called the pineal gland, and that pineal gland produces melatonin. And most people know that melatonin contributes to restful sleep. As a matter of fact, people take melatonin tablets. They don't really have to do that. But if they're watching television late at night or within an hour before they go to bed, the pineal gland does not start producing melatonin until about 6 hours later. So they wake up and then they're groggy all day because the melatonin should have been produced about 6 hours earlier. And if you watch a screen, a computer, your cell phone, television, it disrupts the whole cycle because your body really needs to start building up the melatonin about the time you go to bed, and then it peaks about 2 hours after you're asleep, and then that helps you sleep through the rest of the night. That's just one factor that causes people not to sleep well, but that's a big one because we've all got a computer or a cell phone or a television in front of us, you know, most of the day. So there's a lot of things people can do to sleep better, you know, especially in this time where we're dealing with, this horrible virus and you're building your immune system up just as strong as you can is so important, and sleep is such a vital part of that.
Dr. Stewart, run that melatonin lecture by me again one more time, because what if you're like me and you have no trouble falling asleep quickly when you're watching television, or you're watching television and then I don't necessarily fall asleep with the TV on. I mean, I'll turn it off and then fall right to sleep after I'm watching for a while. Is that affecting my quality of sleep?
Yes, it does. And the thing about the quality of sleep is that you don't really know you're getting it or not getting it when you're sleeping, because when your brain comes out of the deep REM sleep, your brain wakes up it comes out of that, and you actually wake up, but you're still asleep. If you know what I mean? Your brain's not getting the rest that it needs, and so the effect of that night in, night out is your body does not ever really go through the restorative rebooting phase, and your brain doesn't go through the restorative rebooting phase that it needs to go through every night. And, you know, an occasional late night or whatever is okay, but doing it night in, night out, the studies have shown that if a person doesn't get a minimum of 6 hours of restful sleep a night over a long period of time, their susceptibility to cancer increases by almost 100, by it went double, almost doubles.
And so what's the rule if you like to watch television late at night?
Well, the rule is start watching television earlier.
Okay.
You can, you know, there are some things like your cell phone. If you have an iPhone, and I'm sure the other phones do this as well, there is a nighttime feature, which I have my cell phone on it at about the time that the sun starts setting. I just change the time with the, you know, time of the season. My screen has a yellow tint to it. Now, you know, it's not the greatest for watching videos and things like that, but if you get used to it, you don't really notice the difference, but it has a yellow tint to it. So another thing that you can do, this might sound crazy, but you can buy some orange glasses. They have, we use them in the dental field all the time. We've got, they block out the ultraviolet rays from our curing units. But you can buy orange filters for your glasses, or you can just buy a cheap pair of orange lens glasses, or even the safety glasses. Sometimes they come tinted. But orange will replicate, it'll filter out the blue light of the screens. So if you wear the orange glasses at night, your pineal gland starts producing melatonin when it's supposed to. And so if you know, if you're just going to have to watch TV and that's just something that you're not going to get out of the habit of doing, then that's something that you can at least wear the orange filters over your glasses. You can buy them and just flip down if you wear glasses, or you can get a cheap pair.
Yeah, where can you get those? I may have to try that. Although I'm convinced that I get good sleep, I'll turn off the television. I'll be watching until maybe, you know, 20 minutes before I go to sleep, and I think I'm getting a good night's sleep. But according to what you're saying, I'm not.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, here's a great way to know if you are or not. Go to a quiet place at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon and put a frying pan or something below your hand, sit back in the chair, and hold a quarter or something between your fingers, and then just relax. If you can go 10 minutes, and I'm really, you know, really relax and don't, you know, try to skew the results, close your eyes, in 10 minutes you're still holding that quarter and you haven't fallen asleep, then you're probably getting... that's a really good test that anybody can do.
No way. I wouldn't last a minute. I'd be asleep in a minute.
Then you're not getting the proper type of sleep. You might be getting amount of sleep, quantity, but not quality.
Yeah, I'm not getting either. Where can I buy those orange glasses?
You just go to Amazon and get orange. Just Google orange filters, orange glass filters.
Okay.
Eyeglass filters.
I have to do that. We're talking to Dr. Hal Stewart, sleep expert. The news will be coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2 minutes. One more thing I wanted to ask you, Doc. Magnesium. My wife insists that taking magnesium helps her sleep, and it's good for you. It's good for you. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, and there is scientific validity to that. Magnesium is one of those... supplements that we don't, a lot of people don't get enough of. So 500 milligrams of magnesium an hour before bedtime certainly does help the melatonin production as well.
All right.
So I'm all for that. I'd rather you get it in natural food forms, but that's kind of hard for a lot of people to do. So just a good supplement of magnesium, 500 milligrams is great.
All right, I have my list, magnesium, orange glasses, and turn off the television.
And one other thing, if I may, and I'm not saying this is a cure or anything like that for the coronavirus, but it is scientifically researched as early as 2005 that shows that nitric oxide is an inhibitor of the replication cycle of the SARS coronavirus. That was, remember, that was a big deal several years ago. When people breathe through their nose and not their mouth, the oxygen gets infused, the air gets infused with nitric oxide. That does not happen when you breathe through your mouth. Many people that snore and have sleep apnea are mouth breathers. So learning how to breathe through the nose is a very... there's so many benefits of that, and one of them is nitric oxide, which is an inhibitor of many bacteria and certain viruses as well.
All right.
So just another tool to boost your immune system.
So your mom was right. Keep your mouth closed. Breathe through your nose.
Exactly.
All right, Doc. Have a good night's sleep tonight. Thanks for talking to us.
Okay, you too. Uh-huh.